We'll start with Jody Perrett, Plastic Surgery Associates of
South Dakota and Iowa.
You make that so easy.
It's kind of a habit now, Bill.
It is a habit. Now, Cool Sculpting.
Yes.
Our buddy Dave was in talking about Ian Poulter that was wearing and won the tournament by a walk away.
Really?
So he actually won in Houston, but he was wearing Cool Sculpting. Why would a golfer from someplace else in the world wear that?
Cool Sculpting is nationwide. And I actually just posted a video on our Facebook account of a professional ice skater that had Cool Sculpting, and he was overseas. But we have picked it up locally here. We're going on our second year of doing Cool Sculpting, which is an FDA-approved fat removal treatment. So it's not a weight loss program. It's to get rid of those hard-to-treat areas that you just can't lose the extra fat. Not liposuction, so it really depends on each individual person. We are offering a Cool event on April 10th. We have two sessions, 5:30 and 6:30. Give our office a call. Come in for that event. You'll get some exceptional savings on purchasing packages. You will get a personal consultation to determine what you need, if you're a candidate or if it's something else that you may need. It's a great time to come in and just learn about Cool Sculpting. We do have a video that talks about how Cool Sculpting was basically brought to life. Started with popsicles, and kids sucking on popsicles, their cheeks indented. Well, they lost their fat in their cheeks. So that's how it all started way back, to determine that freezing the area freezes the fat. So it's very informative. Come on in, visit, get those savings while you can. Get it now, start now, so that you're ready for when the snow goes away and we can get into some shorts.
All right. Before we get into the shorts, you said the popsicle and you had me right there. But it made me think of the days that I played a trombone and also the people that played the tubas, the cornets, all of this and that. Would that have had an impact or could it have had an impact?
I don't know as if it had an impact just because the popsicle, you're sucking on it and it's hitting your internal cheeks. It's the coldness that is freezing it. Whereas on a on a trombone or a tuba, anything like that.
We marched in some cold weather.
Oh, I've been with you, Bill.
You know what I'm talking about.
But there you're puckering your lips, not so much your cheeks, and it's not the area that you would lose fat in.
All right, dumb question. You said area that I would lose fat in, or somebody would lose fat.
Yes.
In. Where are we talking about, or is it unmentionables?
Oh, no. You can have Cool Sculpting done to your chin if you have a double chin. You can have it of your arms. You can do it of your abdomen, flanks, back fat rolls, inner and outer thighs. So it's very adaptable. We have all of the new heads out there, so we can do all of the areas. There are some other places in town that do not have the new heads, and they don't have all of the features for the arms and the neck. We are a top-rated facility. We have our treater that went to the Cool University, has advanced training.
There's a Cool University?
There is. There's one on the East Coast and the West Coast. And she did go to the Cool University in October, learned a lot of tips and tricks. So she is a very good Cool Sculpting expert.
Is it stylish for a man to go to
Absolutely.
That session?
Yes. We always have just a couple of men come in. They're
they ought
not
to get
treated.
Lots of attention with all those nice ladies around.
That's right. You know what? They don't stand out any more than anybody else because we're a clinic.
They think they do.
They probably think they do, but we don't treat them any different. And actually, Amanda has recently treated several men for the abdomen and flanks.
Really?
Yeah. And actually, the one I'm thinking of right now, I believe, just did his chin as well. So we're able to treat men just like women. Men have fat, women have fat. So it's no different.
Workforce.
Yes.
That's the area that men always look at, and we're in that same arena, that same portfolio right now. Men and the job force, mm-hmm. even though the unemployment is less than 2% in Sioux Falls, people still want to have the best opportunity they can.
Right. Not only looking for a new job, but taking an advancement in their current position. Some people feel that if they looked younger, they'd have a better opportunity. Others feel that they just want to go out and find a new career, job, but they feel that they need to look more vibrant and alive. We can help with that. We can either do some non-invasive procedures such as Botox and filler, take care of those lines across the forehead between the eyebrows. Sure makes you look a lot younger. We can also do cosmetic surgery for the lower eyelids where you get the bags and the dark circles, and the upper eyelids that hang down and start causing some vision problems. Those are very inexpensive cosmetic treatments to get you by. Things in the future may be more advanced, but those are very easy cosmetic procedures, because where do you look when you're talking to somebody? You look at their eyes.
You should.
Yes.
If you don't, you're not doing it as you should.
Right. So for a little expense, you can get a big bang for your buck.
All right. We should be telling people how they find you online, because you have quite the library, quite the information. People can't always listen to the show, though they can go back to the podcast.
Right. They can on our website. Yes, our website is plasticsurgeryassociatesofsd.com. We have our monthly specials listed out there. We have a photo gallery. We have testimonials. We have the doctor's histories, bios. Anything you're looking for is pretty much found out there. But if you do not find it, there is a section also to ask questions, and we will return your response via email.
I'd forgotten all about the skincare thing till I had to immediately go see a doctor last week.
They were
looking at the record, and they said, there's pictures of your ear in here and the surgery they did. I said, I don't want to see it. But it reminded me that I had you coming on today, and I knew that I should be chewed out because I hadn't done enough over the winter. I got red blotches that I haven't been able to figure out what to do with. So rather than have that same Sanford person take a look at the file next year and say, why didn't you take care of that? I should be asking.
You should ask. If you have any type of a lesion that has enlarged, is it irregular shaped, or if it has two lesions right back to back, they call it like a baby mole next to a mother mole. Those are all suspicious. So you should always have those looked at. Things that look scaly, waxy, those are also a hint that it's probably something you should have looked at. Our PA in our office will do complimentary skin evaluations. Check out those moles to determine if it's something of concern. You can get in with her virtually any day. Maybe later in the afternoon.
When are you off? Because I don't want to be there when.
Well, I won't go in the room, Bill. But I will hear what you have.
And probably look at the picture.
But Kelsey's very thorough. She'll tell you if something looks suspicious, if it looks like something that you can wait on. But using the skincare products that we have many different variations of skincare, including sunscreen, Bill. Men use sunscreen, women use sunscreen. It's all clear. We do have some with a little color in it. Men are loving it.
It's got to be high enough number to make a difference too, correct?
We say between 30 and 50, depending upon if you're more susceptible to burning. You can go with the higher SPF. We do carry a 45. We do have some that are 20. So it just depends. Our daily moisturizer that patients use and love, you put it on in the morning underneath your makeup. You have protection while you're in working, which covers you for when you go out to your car, driving, things like that. But if you're going to be out in the sun, you should use a higher SPF as well as reapplying it.
Insurance, always a question people have, particularly in 2018.
Yes, and people's insurance deductibles have increased, and we're aware of that. We have patients that come in, want to know how much they're going to be responsible for an insurance-covered procedure. We can break that down based on fee schedules that we've agreed with their insurance company to what their deductible is, how much they have to meet, what their co-insurance is. We'll take care of all of that before you even have surgery, so you have a better idea of what you're going to be responsible for.
Local docs, how much of a difference does that make at Plastic Surgery Associates?
I think it makes a big difference because our doctors were born and raised in the Midwest, so they know exactly what the people around here are looking for. So they're not going to do the East Coast, West Coast looks. They're going to do the Midwest, where the patients feel better about themselves.
I do know that I'm not the only one that gets chewed out about skincare, because I've seen you give the look to the docs. They're just as guilty as anybody else. We think that we can get by regardless if it's 6 below zero. the sun is still coming in the windshield or inside the window.
That's right. And both of our physicians are outdoor activities.
Yes, they are.
Dr. Bright's big into tennis and golf, and Dr. Miller's big into riding bikes. They apply sunscreen every day. So they are very cautious about it. Both of them are very fair-complected, so they burn very easy.
Have not mentioned breast reconstruction or anything close to that this morning. We should in the last minute.
Breast reconstruction is very popular. We really encourage our patients who are diagnosed with breast cancer to at least come in and visit with the options available. It is not a pressure to get you in and do reconstruction, but we want you to know your options. First stage breast reconstructions can generally be done at the same time as your mastectomy, so that eliminates one of your surgeries. And we can talk about the different options out there. There's tissue expanders, there's flap reconstructions, there's muscle transfers, all types of different reconstructions. And we could tell you what would be best for you and what your options are, and then you can make that decision if you want to proceed or not. But we are here for you.
All right. How do people get started?
They can give our office a call at 335-3349. We can get you in on the appointment schedule with Dr. Miller, Dr. Bright, or Kelsey for a mole check, and or check out our website at plasticsurgeryassociatesofsd.com.
April 10th, 5:30 and 6:30.
Correct. Give us a call to get your name on the schedule, and we'll see you then.
Jody Perrett, always appreciate the visit.
Thank you.